Blackstone Audio presents Getting to 50-50, How Working Parents Can Have It All. Read by Marguerite Gavin. To Our Husbands. Forward. A Better, More Equal World. Why 50-50 Matters. 25 years ago, if you had asked me about gender inequality, I would have declared that the problem had been solved. When I entered college in 1987, I believed that the feminists of the 60s and 70s had done the hard work of achieving equality for my generation. Classmates of both genders seemed equally focused on pursuing challenging careers, and none of us thought we'd have to choose between careers and family. We all happily assumed that we could have both. As I entered the workforce, I saw that entry-level employees were a balanced mix of men and women. Almost all of the senior managers were men, but I figured that was due to historical discrimination against women, and it was just a matter of time until my generation evened out the leadership ranks. But with each passing year, fewer of my colleagues were women. More and more often, I was the only woman in the room. In corporate America, women have topped out at less than 15% of C-suite jobs and board seats, numbers that have stagnated over the past 10 years. This pattern is repeated in almost every field. In the United States, women became 50% of the college graduates in 1981. Today, women are outperforming men academically, earning about 57% of undergraduate and 60% of master's degrees. But success in the classroom is not translating into success in the upper echelons of power, where decisions are made. There is a long list.